Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices. For 28 years, Berlager Excavation has been serving the excavation and grading needs of the Central Coast. Call Berlager if you need a new building pad, roads pioneered, road base laid, culverts installed, or a septic system. Their decades of experience assures a quality job. Call or text 805-674-5141. That's 674-5141 for a quote or find them on the Creston Sawmill Berlager Excavation Facebook page.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, January 12th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
District Attorney Dan Dow responds to Minneapolis shooting on social media. Paso Robles City Library in Centennial Park to close for one day this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 30 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Berlager Excavation, serving the Central Coast for 28 years. 805-674-5141. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. County District Attorney Dan Dow released statements on social media in response to the Minneapolis shooting. On January 7th, Renee Nicole Good was shot and killed by a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, agent as she allegedly attempted to drive away from ICE agents surrounding her car. Disputes have arisen as to whether Renee was deliberately attempting to run over the agent with her vehicle. Dan Dow posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, "Let this tragedy be a loud and sobering reminder to all. Do not interfere, obstruct, or delay law enforcement in the performance of their duties. If you do, you put yourself squarely in danger. And never use force against a law enforcement officer. It may be the very last thing you ever do." Dan Dow also reposted a video of the incident, saying, quote, "If the story ended the other way around and the woman had killed the ICE agent, what would the narrative of the far left be?" The posts were made on Dow's personal X page, which says these statements are not endorsements. Three protests were held this weekend throughout San Luis Obispo County in response to the shootings in Minneapolis as well. The demonstrations, called the Ice Out for Good Weekend of Action, were hosted by the Indivisible Slow Coalition. A candlelight vigil was held at the Atascadero Lake yesterday afternoon. A protest was held in San Luis Obispo Sunday morning and one in Los Osos Saturday noon at Los Osos Valley Road and South Bay Boulevard. Paso Robles City Library in Centennial Park to close for one day this week. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles City Library and Centennial Park will be closed Thursday, January 15th. Centennial Park closures will affect the recreation meeting rooms, gymnasium, and customer service desk. All organized classes and meetings in the park's classrooms and gym are canceled on the day of the closure, Thursday, January 15th. The park's trails and outdoor sports courts will remain open during this time, however. The city library will resume its regular business hours Friday, January 16th. After-school programs for Centennial Park will resume regular schedules Tuesday, January 20th, following the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday on Monday, January 19th. The closure is for staff training, according to the City of Paso Robles. The Paso Robles City Council's regular meeting will be held Wednesday, January 14th this week. The agenda has not yet been released. The rescheduling from the ordinary Tuesday meetings is due to the Planning Commission meeting being held from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday in the Norris Room at Centennial Park. Burn permits are now available for the city of Atascadero. Atascadero Fire and Emergency Services officially announced the fire hazard reduction burn season opens today. A reminder to potential burners from the fire department, whether a burn on a day is permissive or not changes each day and is determined by the California Air Resources Control Board. The fire department will determine burn status before 8 a.m. each day, and burning will never be allowed within the city. The fire department will post burn statuses to an app called Before You Burn, and will update the notice if burn conditions change. Burn permits are available at beforeyouburn.com. The county elections office has laid out a timeline for key events and dates in the 2026 elections. The statewide district primary election will be held June 2nd, 2026. The general election will be held November 3rd. Any candidates interested in running for statewide office or one of the nonpartisan local offices on the June ballot must follow guidelines on the clerk recorder's website. Official candidate filing periods will be held February 19th through March 6th. For voters, all registered voters will be mailed a ballot for their June primary by May 4th. Before ballots are mailed out, the clerk recorder's office encourages voters to confirm their information. Voters can check their registration status at myvoterstatus.sos.ca.gov. The clerk recorder's office encourages any voters with questions about the voting experience to contact them. In sports, for the NFL, on Saturday, the Rams beat the Panthers 34-31, the Bears over the Packers 34-27. Yesterday, the Bills beat the Jaguars 27-24, the 49ers over the Eagles 23-19, the Patriots beat the Chargers 16-3. Tonight, the Texans will face the Steelers. In the NBA, yesterday, the Hawks over the Warriors 124-111, the Kings beat the Rockets 111-98, the Suns over the Wizards 112-93, the Thunder beat the Heat 124-112. Tonight, the Clippers will face the Hornets, the Lakers will go against the Kings, the Nets will face the Mavericks, and the Jazz will go against the Cavaliers. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. In California news, trials began on Friday for five current and former Stanford University students for their pro-Palestinian protests in 2024. The students occupied the university president's offices for several hours on June 5th. Drivers for Lyft and Uber held a protest in San Francisco on Friday, calling for stricter regulations for self-driven and autonomous vehicles. The protesters say lawmakers need to hold companies for these vehicles to higher standards, saying they should be removed from streets until safety concerns are addressed. Protesters gathered in downtown Los Angeles on Sunday in support of Iranian people. During this protest, a U-Haul box truck attempted to drive through a crowd marching protesters, hitting one person. The protesters chased down after the truck, shattering a window and side mirrors before police attempted to disperse the crowd. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, farmers need rules that clearly define federal jurisdiction of waters of the United States. That was the message the American Farm Bureau Federation submitted in comments to the EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers, detailing the impact WOTUS has had on farmers, ranchers, and elements that must be included in any new proposed rule to help ensure it can withstand future legal challenges. AFBF said that the proposed rule implements Supreme Court rulings that narrowed the scope of Federal Clean Water Act jurisdiction by creating definitions for important terms such as relatively permanent and continuous surface connection, which of course determine what should be considered a WOTUS. Farm Bureau says that the Trump administration has a great opportunity to finally produce a durable rule that injects clarity as well as certainty into the definition of waters of the United States. No question, a big topic this week here in Anaheim, California, where the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention and trade show is underway.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
Relax, reconnect, and indulge this winter at Spa Allegretto at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. During the months of January and February, enjoy 30% off couples treatments, the perfect way to unwind together. From soothing massages to restorative spa experiences, it's an invitation to slow down and savor time side by side. Book your couples escape today by calling Spa Allegretto at 805-369-2524.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. New research by the U.S. Geological Survey found that Central Valley rice farmers who flooded their fields after harvest provided winter habitat for more than 50 different species of water birds from 2021 through 2023. The research, which evaluated fields enrolled in the California Winter Rice Habitat Incentive Program, also identified the ways the program could maximize its habitat benefits for birds. USGS biologists found that the water depth consistently determined which birds were attracted to which rice fields, with shallow depths seeing a greater abundance of shorebirds, wading birds, and geese, and deeper waters seeing more dabbling ducks. Researchers also found that fields saw the highest density of birds about 8 days after the onset of post-harvest flooding. Prioritizing rice fields that could be flooded early in the enrollment period when fewer alternative flooded habitats are available in the Central Valley could increase bird use of rice fields enrolled in the California Winter Rice Habitat Incentive Program, the researchers said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Monday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with low 30s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Wednesday through Friday, mostly sunny this weekend into Monday as well. Low 70s Wednesday to Friday and into the weekend, 72 a week from today. Currently, it is 29 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blenders winter sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blenders and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blenders, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
President Trump says he's not aware of any Justice Department subpoenas of Fed Chair Jerome Powell, and any investigation would not be related to disagreements over interest rates. Powell says he's been threatened with a criminal indictment over his testimony to Congress on Fed building renovations. Meanwhile, J.P. Morgan is predicting the Fed will raise interest rates next year. Barclays, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley are no longer predicting an interest rate cut at the Fed's meeting this month because the December employment report suggested the labor market is not rapidly deteriorating. Heineken's chief executive Dolf Vanderbrink says he'll step down at the end of May. He's been leading the business for nearly 6 years. He's stepping down at a rough time for the beer business. Beer sales are falling. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola. Invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by the one and only Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. That's 75. Of course, by now you know you can text that.
Good morning, morn. Hello, sunshine. Wake up, sleepy head. Why'd you move that bojangle clock so far away from the bed? Just one more minute, that's why we moved it. One more hug or two. Do you love waking up?
The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty, coming up this afternoon, sound off. I'll have my cousin in and also Rick Smith talking about the ARP tax in Paso Robles, the help you can get. And, well, as always, lots of information and always new information. And then Susanna working on a timely guest for the 1 o'clock hour. So that's all this afternoon here on The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL and 99.3 FM. Couple of observations, and we did get an email in here about one of the stories, but first, just an observation. This has to do with football games, listening to the broadcast, whether it's the college or the pros. It's always, except for extreme cases, it's a perfect day for football. Whether it's 80 degrees in Miami or 31 degrees in New England, it's a perfect day for football, and every offensive and defensive coordinator, according to the announcers, are the coming of Bill Belichick or Vince Lombardi. It's absolutely amazing to listen to it. It's like, you know what? Most of these guys are going to be out of job in 2 years. Well, anyway, good games, though, this weekend. Okay, here, let's see. Here is the email that came flashing in while Chris was finishing up the news. Titled, to Kevin, Dan Dow. What is seriously wrong with elected officials? Why do they need to post comments on social media? Don't care if they have the right, especially on their personal account. If they are asked a question about an incident from the public or the media, okay. Otherwise, put a lid on it and don't open yourself up. Well, it's been a little bit of a topic of a conversation here, particularly in the San Luis Obispo County, somewhat recently, and I don't know. I don't know, and again, most of you, well, all of you that listen regularly, I don't do any of that stuff, and I'm not even compelled to be even interested in doing so. So you'll have to ask next time Mr. Dow is on why he, or any official, why they do that. I know most don't, so, but this is here. Chris, that did say it was his personal account, right?
Right, his personal account. This was not made by the district attorney's Twitter or X account.
Okay.
By district attorney, I mean the office.
Right. He's not saying, as district attorney, I'm saying this. He's not representing, and again, on his own private. So, again, he's always generous with his time coming on. So next time, you might want to ask him that. or anybody for that matter. I got to go back to this, though. This was, I don't usually keep things, but here is the, I think, one of the best things having to do with social media, but we're going to the phone line first. Hi, good morning.
Hi, comment about, you know, Dan Dale speaking out. You know, it's called a modern-day news conference. It's probably, you know, everything's become so politicized, even government offices, even the district attorney's office. So, you know, when you're going to comment, it's his way of doing a news conference. And at least you know where he stands. I mean, I knew where the L.A. district attorneys stood when they were letting out every criminal they could on the street. So, you know, let's know where people stand, and when it comes time to vote, then they know what they want to think about.
Okay, do you think it's wise to do so?
I don't think it's unwise. I think it takes some courage to say what you think. People are interested, clearly.
Well, you know, this email brings up a point. If somebody from the media or the public directly asks the question, then respond that way.
But when you do a news conference, do they ask the question? No. You come out and say, I want to say something about this topic. Also, usually it's a topic that's highly discussed. And that's what Dan Dow comes out on, topics that are highly discussed. The other thing I like that he does is he clears up a lot of misinformation. I mean, we have a fire hydrant of misinformation coming out now. We've got people saying, ICE has no arrest powers. They are not allowed to arrest you. They are federal officers, and when you commit civil crimes or this or that crime, or being in the country legally is a civil process. It's a civil crime. I mean, so many lies. I like someone to come out, state the facts, tell the truth, and try to correct the misinformation that is purposely fueling a lot of this outrage.
That's a good point, because last week when Sheriff Parkinson was on, he went into great detail about the rules and the laws that our sheriff's department has to abide by regarding ICE and this issue, particularly with some certain laws in California, because he said exactly what you're saying, that there was a lot of information and people not knowing what in fact is the law.
Exactly. And this is a way someone can actually sit down and look at it on their own time. I mean, if someone just does a blurb for 15 seconds, in the media, even if they allow that him to speak, so many people miss it. This is in writing. It's out there. People know where to go and look at it. And you've got facts. I mean, we've just got so many lies being perpetrated right now, and we need somebody to correct them and tell us what the truth is. And that's what a lot of his, he throws his opinion in there as well. I don't mind it. But there's a lot of factual information there, even about when people are being sentenced on other crimes that are kind of people are talking about. He will explain why the sentencing is the way it is and what they can do and what their limitations are, etc.
Do you think we've gotten to the point that, okay, in this example, Dan Dow and even Ian Parkinson clearing up the information on what the laws states and their responsibilities, but people that don't agree with it, they don't care, and they're going to say, well, he's lying.
So I don't mind. I do this all the time on social media, and they say I'm lying, but there's a lot. I don't do it for the lunatics. I do it for the quiet people just reading who don't want to say things, and they're looking, and they're learning. They're finding out the truth.
Well, but that comes from what? Somebody's opinion?
Somebody who, you know, especially if you have somebody who is in a position of authority, then you know they know. But of course, you know, like with me, sure, it's just my opinion. But if I give a reasonable opinion that sounds factually sound, people can be swayed for it and even look it up themselves. But at least they're not only hearing one side about ICE are not police. They have no arrest powers. They cannot detain a citizen, etc., etc. you know, just a bunch of lies and so forth. They can detain on suspicion, and then they verify whether they're citizen or not. They can also arrest people that commit felonies in front of them, citizens or not. But these are lies coming out saying they can't touch someone who's not a citizen, no matter what they do. So I guess people think they can go up and slap them or do whatever they want. They're not allowed to arrest them if they're citizens. I mean, this is the outrageous BS that comes out from the left, and we need someone to correct that kind of stuff because reasonable people want to know.
Well, you know, you said something interesting, and it's kind of, you know, I guess what I'm trying to get at in the question is you said that, you know, especially people with authority, when you look at overall numbers, though, people distrust most people in authority now, particularly in our government. And we certainly have seen, you know, the, you know, some would refer to as corruption in this county, even in the city of Paso Robles. So where do people really, can they trust who they're supposed to trust?
Again, it all gets based on reasonable arguments. I'm not going to give the left the microphone solely for themselves. I'm just simply disagree with that. And if they're only hearing one voice, you know, that's what happens in other countries with propaganda, with government-run radio. And yes, there's going to be a lot of lies out there, but I'm not going to let only the lies persist. I want some truth, and the logical, clear-thinking, reasonable people will then be able to figure it out. I mean, information is good when it's valid, and I think it needs to be combated. Just because a lot of people may not trust where it's coming from doesn't mean it shouldn't be put out there so that reasonable people can figure it out. But they have to have another option to look at.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 238-577-5238-KPRL. Let me go to the classic here. The social media site Nextdoor is like attending a lousy party with gossipers, busybodies, and otherwise socially awkward people that nobody would speak to in real life. A few minutes in the site makes one wish they had done something more fun, like swallow battery acid or put their hands in the garbage disposal. That's why I'm keeping that one. I've got things here on the wall that I keep. Not often, but something like that. Sarah, this was sent, I don't know how many weeks ago, but it's damn good. All right, let's see here. Oh, one of these, the ICE protesters down in San Luis, one protester waved a defaced American flag. While others waved flags of Mexico. Well, why would they wave a flag of Mexico? If you remember, when there was, you know, when this really heated up, I forget how many summers ago, that referencing people from Mexico as the illegals was stereotyping a group, that they weren't all Mexicans, but why would they be waving a Mexican flag? If anybody knows anything or have an inkling of why that would be taking place. The representing 805 protester hand cards to both citizens and non-citizens getting released from jail. And they recommend do not speak with officers or open doors if they knock. All right, so we have this. And it was, Chris, you also said in Atascadero?
One in Atascadero at the lakeside, yes.
How many were there?
I don't recall.
They didn't say?
A handful, I imagine, based on the image, but there was no official number given.
Okay. Again, I saw, I forget what the word was. I lost it. Okay. Anyway, so we have a candlelight vigil at the Atascadero Lake honors lives lost in ICE encounters. Okay. How do they lose their life? Was the one guy who ran about a month ago, and he went to the top of a silo or something and fell off. He was killed. He lost his life by being stupid. I'd be willing to bet if I don't know how many have lost their lives being stupid, but it's not that many. Anyway, The Ice Out for Good Coalition, they held out a separate event in Cambria and Los Osos as well. All right. you have those things. Okay. Also, Chris, you had a story on the self-driving cars.
Well, that was in the California news. Yeah. Protesters for Lyft and Uber talking about them.
Okay. So what are they? They don't want them?
More or less. They either don't want them or want stricter regulations for them.
Did they give any details on what stricter regulations?
I assume it probably has something to do with how the companies are held responsible for what happens with the cars, because I know that early on in them being implemented, if one of these self-driving vehicles, let's say, violated traffic laws or did something dangerous, who's held responsible? Like, what's the police officer at the scene supposed to do? I think that's been more or less addressed now in some form of law. Don't recall off the top of my head, but I assume it's things like that.
So would an example be if I'm in a self-driving car and it goes over the speed limit?
I mean, that could be an example, or if nobody's in a self-driving car and it goes over the speed limit.
Okay, well, here's a real stupid question.
Sure.
What would a self-driving car be doing with nobody in it?
Testing it out, I guess. No, I'm serious. They are sometimes just all around the city. I mean, what's a taxi doing, you know, on the roadway with a passenger not in it? It's waiting for one.
Okay. All right, so the self-driving car, which has come up before, now, the assumption here is that the technology will get to the point where people will be okay with it. And you're going to have a generation that will grow up with it. Now, those of us that like having our hands on the wheel, that is, you know, it's not in my future, unless the state of California mandates what kind of vehicle I have. But the pros of the self-driving are it eliminates human errors like distractions, also fatigue and impairment, leading to fewer accidents, injuries, and fatalities. Says here, over 90% of crashes are human-caused. And also the self-driving vehicle, according to this, vehicle communicate to optimize distance and speed, reducing congestion and wasted fuel. And also, the self-driving vehicle will provide mobility for elderly, disabled, and those unable to drive. Environmental benefits, the love reducing emissions, optimizing driving, convenience, and productivity. Passengers can work, relax, or entertain themselves during commutes. Well, many people are entertaining themselves anyway. That's part of the distraction. And reduced accident means lower repair medical costs, companies save on labor for deliveries. I wonder what the insurance companies take is on this. Now, here are the disadvantages, according to this. The high costs could be very expensive. Job losses. Truck drivers, taxi drivers, and delivery personnel face potential unemployment, requiring retraining. Vulnerable to sensor failures, software glitches, and extreme weather conditions. And there's also a part in here about ethical dilemmas, where the car must choose between bad outcomes. I don't know exactly. Legality and regulatory gaps, unclear liability in accidents, and inconsistent laws across regions. Some enthusiasts enjoy the control and experience of driving. Yes, we do. Particularly those that you may like. Having a sports car, you know, you're down low and you're doing the curves and stuff like that and so forth and so on. So those are some of the pros and cons. But here is something that needs to be thought about. And there's differences of opinion on this. And it has to do with job loss. And this is from business executives around the world. And some say the estimated job loss could be 70%. And others say about 54%.
Now, artificial intelligence could replace the equivalent of over 300 million full-time jobs, and that is from Goldman Sachs. And while there is a difference of opinion on how many jobs it will create, it's on the lower end. It's on the lower end of, so if you, we lose three, again, just for numbers, 300 million, we're not going to make it up. It's not like the horse and buggy days to, you know, when things change, it won't be that. Some are saying, again, these are business executives, that the equivalent of only 24% of that will be made up with newer jobs. So something to think about. Ponder, think about, whatever you'd like to do. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Three protests were held this weekend throughout San Luis Obispo County in response to the shooting in Minneapolis early last week. The demonstrations were hosted by the Indivisible Slow Coalition. A candlelight vigil was held at the Atascadero Lake yesterday afternoon, a protest in San Luis Obispo Sunday morning, and one in Los Osos on Saturday. County District Attorney Dan Dow also released several statements on social media in response to this shooting. Dow's statements were made on X, formerly known as Twitter, saying, quote, "Never ever use force against a law enforcement officer. It may be the very last thing you do." The posts were made on Dow's personal X page, which says statements made are not endorsements. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 29 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the Federal Reserve has been subpoenaed by the Justice Department, threatening it with criminal indictment.
The threat of criminal charges is a consequence of the Federal Reserve setting interest rates based on our best assessment of what will serve the public, rather than following the preferences of the president.
Investigation centering on renovation of the Fed's Washington headquarters. Stock futures fell with the news. Trump administration officials will meet with Danish government officials this week about acquiring Greenland, an autonomous territory of Denmark. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says he's willing to make a deal with them.
We don't take Greenland. Russia or China will take Greenland, and I am not going to let that happen.
President has not ruled out the use of military force, saying on Friday he'd prefer to do it the, quote, easy way. America's listening to Fox News.
Mars Mega Storage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Mega Storage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
11 minutes away from 7 at the right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, sports,
Brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NFL playoffs, the wild card round. Three games on Sunday. The Bills bumped off the Jaguars 27-24 for their first road playoff win since 1992. Josh Allen had a touchdown pass and ran for two scores, the latter with just over a minute to play. The 49ers got by the Eagles 23-19. Two TD catches for Christian McCaffrey, one from Brock Purdy, the other from Juwan Jennings on a trick play. So no repeat Super Bowl title for Jalen Hurts.
Winning is hard. Nothing about it is easy, especially when you're trying to repeat. You know, everything was clear for us and what we wanted to accomplish this year, and we came up short.
The Niners will be without tight end George Kittle the rest of the way. He tore an Achilles tendon in the second quarter. And last night, the Patriots unplugged the Chargers 16-3 for their first postseason win since they took Super Bowl 53 in 2019. Drake May's fourth quarter touchdown pass to Hunter Henry clinched it. Tonight, it's the Texans and the Steelers. The NBA's best, the Thunder, look to be back on track after beating the Heat 124-112. That's three straight wins after splitting their previous 12 games. Suns whipped the Wizards for their 10th win in the last 13. Knicks doused the Blazers, ending Portland's five-game winning streak. Hockey, the Golden Knights swamped the Sharks 7-2 for their fourth win in a row. Tomas Hertl had two goals and three assists. After snapping an 11-game skid, the Jets now have back-to-back wins. They downed the Devils 4-3. Bruins blanked the Penguins 1-0 for their first shutout of the season. 27 saves for Jonas Korpisalo.
A win is still a win, you know. I was hoping guys could save a couple of goals for today. Who did? One. That was good enough for today.
And take another big bat off the baseball free agent list. Over the weekend, the Cubs and infielder Alex Bregman agreed on a five-year deal worth a reported $175 million. That's Monday Sports.
And we will not know our playoff schedule until after the game tonight, so Westwood One will send us the information either tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, but we'll have the playoff games all through the Super Bowl right here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by The Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th in Riverside and Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by the good folks. Yes, indeed. The weather is brought to you by Michael's Optical. Michael's Optical. That's right. Proudly serving you since 1979. They're on El Camino Real. All right. Sunshine today. Highs in the upper 60s. Clear tonight. Still cold, overnight lows in the low 30s, and we'll hit 70 for you Tuesday, and also 70 for your Wednesday. Might as well go to the low 70s on Thursday and Friday and Saturday and Sunday and Monday. No rain in the forecast. All right, today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:13 a.m., 5:10 p.m., we are at 29 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Michael's Optical, serving you since 1979, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero. All right, moving right along here on this Monday edition on The Right Choice.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
World famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your most complete firearms trainer and supplier. As we check in to see what animals may be out there in the highways and byways and get them home safe and sound, that's our job. Let's see here. All right, as I look to my left, we have cleared the board, and again, we put them on for 3 days, and if you need them on for more, please let us know, because we want the animals to be home as one big happy family. All right. Chris, you've been off the hook for, almost 2 weeks?
Almost, yeah. My brain is so rested, it's probably even worse now than it was before.
Okay, so then there's no chance you'll get this one right then, right?
Probably.
Okay, here we go. Now, just close your eyes and pretend you were swimming underwater in the ocean.
Okay.
How far away would you be able to hear a blue whale's heartbeat?
It's heartbeat, huh?
Yep.
Well, I can't really...
You haven't done that recently, have you?
No, I don't think I have. I know that, sounds a little bit different, when you're deep underwater like that, but I don't know how much a heartbeat could go, so...
A blue whale.
Yeah, blue whale's big, but... Let's go with about half a mile.
Nah, not half a mile. It's a blue whale, man. These things are, weigh, a couple of tons or something?
Well,
like
I know that, but...
Blue whales
Let me see. They have this in kilos, so I don't know how to do the thing there.
It's not in pounds, so you don't understand it. Okay, let's go for 5 miles.
No, that's too much. So if you were doing your bucket list and you're swimming in the ocean, under there, not on top of it, you would be able to hear a blue whale's heartbeat from a little more than 2 miles away.
It's a pretty strong heartbeat.
That's a pretty strong heartbeat. I would say so, definitely. And, well, I wouldn't do that. I'd stay on top of the water.
I'd get thalassophobia real quick, though.
I would, too. I'd be gone. I'm gone. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230. Or the best option is reception at kprl.com. All right, moving on to trivia here. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, Templeton, and the One Niner Diner out at the airport. You're qualified for gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, direct and to the point. NFL playoff history. Who has scored the most touchdowns? Who has scored the most touchdowns in NFL playoff history? 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you thunk it is? Let's see here. And the playoffs, I guess we go back to when the merger started. So that was 1970, I think, when they did the split from the AFL, NFL, became the AFC and the NFC. And, they kept expanding the rounds. Now it's almost getting like hockey where half the teams are in the playoffs. So that's obviously that increases the opportunities. Hi, good morning.
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, Jerry Rice has 22. That's not too shabby. Pretty good. Are you a Jerry Rice, or were you a Jerry Rice fan?
I lived in San Francisco during the Jerry Rice, Jim Montana years.
Well, okay, you could live there. The question was, did you like Jerry Rice?
I did. He was an amazing man. He worked so hard in the offseason to stay fit.
Yes.
I don't think he ever got injured but one time in the end of his career.
Well, probably. But, yeah, he was a he did work hard in the physical marvel. All right, Doc, I got you down. Jerry Rice holds the record for most total touchdowns in NFL playoff history with 22. Now, Emmitt Smith and Thurman Thomas each have 21. And a current player, we don't know if he'll be playing anymore, has 20. And that would be Travis Kelce. And then you have other key touchdown records, such as Tom Brady, 88 playoff passing touchdowns. Most career playoff rushing is 19 by Emmitt, so obviously he caught two. And his performance against the Giants when he had the dislocated shoulder was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen in sports. That was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. So you have, let's see here, Patrick Mahomes leads all active players in career playoff passing touchdowns, and I mentioned that Kelce, also one of the current active players in the top list here for yards and all that kind of good stuff. So, all right, those are prominent names. Let me see. Rice, Smith, Thurman, they're all in the Hall of Fame, and Travis Kelce will eventually be in the Hall of Fame when he decides 5 years, I think it's 5 years after he retires. So, again, he has not made any announcement yet. All right, so there you have it. Trivia was brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles, Templeton, and, of course, out at the airport.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Paso Robles City Library in Centennial Park will be closed Thursday, January 15th. Centennial Park closures will affect the recreation meeting rooms, gymnasium, and customer service desk. All organized classes and meetings in the park's classrooms and gym are canceled until Tuesday. The closure is for staff training, according to the city of Paso Robles. And the Pasturable City Council's regular meeting was rescheduled to Wednesday, January 14th. This is due to the Planning Commission meeting being held from 6:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday in the Norris Room. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 29 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Others on the list behind Travis, we go Franco Harris, Rob Gronkowski, Marcus Allen, John Stallworth, Ricky Waters. Man, he was good. John Riggins, The Beast, Marshawn Lynch, Antonio Freeman. That's a surprise. Terrell Davis, LeGarrette Blount. And then you have another active one here, and he's still playing. Christian McCaffrey, he has 11. Pretty good list. Two more to go this hour, brought to you by Berlauger Excavation, and that's Dozer Work for Rural and Ranch Development. They'll get it done for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.